taking a few moments just to consciously bring your awareness into the body. To get what we call a felt sense of the body sitting. And by felt sense, I mean just that simple knowing how the body is arranged. So even with the eyes closed, you can know that you're sitting and not standing or in some other posture. So starting with simply sitting and knowing that you're sitting. Beginning to tune in to the physical experience of the body sitting. Noticing the contact of the feet with the ground. Perhaps sensations of hardness or pressure. Pushing. Coolness or warmth, softness or roughness, letting the awareness connect with the contact of the floor with the feet. And then in the same way, bringing awareness to the contact of the sitting bones with the cushion or the bench or the chair. Again, noticing any sensations, perhaps of pressure or hardness, softness, warmth. Coolness, perhaps numbness or tingling. We're just bringing awareness to these contact points of the body with the supports beneath you. Inviting the lower half of the body to really settle into and be supported by the ground beneath you. Letting the weight of the body surrender into that support. So that it can form a stable, balanced base. And then from this stable base, inviting the spine to emerge a little more upright. To become a little taller and straighter. Not rigid or tight. But again, finding this balance of alertness and ease. And as the spine becomes taller and straighter, taking a moment just to check, how is the head at the top of the spine? Many of us have the habit of letting the head slump forward, and this creates tension in the neck and the shoulders. So you might gently tuck the chin Let the back of the neck become long and soft, inviting the head to find a natural balance point at the top of the spinal column, so it can be supported there with ease. And then taking a moment to bring awareness to the shoulders. Again, many of us have the habit of hunching forward, of rounding the shoulders, letting them be slumped. So taking a moment just to notice, where are the shoulders? Are they up around the ears, or hunched forward, or forced back? Taking a moment just to check in with the shoulders and inviting them to find a natural resting place where they can be relaxed and at ease. And then inviting the awareness to connect with the hands. Sometimes we can notice a slight sense of gripping or holding in the hands. So letting go of any unnecessary tension in the hands and just inviting them to rest gently together in your lap or on your knees. So encouraging the whole body to find this posture, this natural balance of uprightness, alertness, stability, and ease. And then without narrowing or forcing or straining the awareness, inviting it to connect with the experience of breathing. Taking a moment just to notice, where are the physical sensations of the breath clearest for you? Perhaps at the nostrils, perhaps at the chest, abdomen or the belly. Just noticing, where can you most clearly connect with the sensations of the breath as it comes into the body and leaves the body? And then let your awareness rest there. Very lightly. Just that simple knowing that you're breathing in and knowing that you're breathing out. If it helps your attention to stay connected to the breath, you can use a very soft mental note or label. So as you breathe in, very lightly noting in. And as you breathe out, very lightly noting or knowing out. Or if the sensations of the breath are clearer for you in the abdomen or the belly, you can note rising and falling. This is a tool to help you stay connected with the experience of breathing. So let it be very light and soft in the background. In and out. Rising and falling. Whenever you notice that the attention has moved away from the breath, with a smile, simply begin again. Knowing that you're breathing in, knowing that you're breathing out. In, out, or rising. Falling. As the mindfulness naturally becomes a bit more steady and stable, you might begin to notice that between each in-breath and each out-breath and each in-breath, there's a very slight sense of a pause or a gap, a kind of a turning point. So you might begin to notice the breath coming in, staying with it, noticing that slight gap or turning point, the breath going out. And at the end of the out-breath, again, that very slight sense of pause, of gap, of change to the in-breath. So again, still without forcing or straining, just settling back and receiving the experience of the in-breath, gap, out-breath, gap, one half breath at a time, or rising, gap, falling, gap, in silence now.